It's the Dr. Decker White Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
10 essential tips to save your sight, and we have an expert to bring those to you. Now, this expert is very interesting. I like dual credentialed people because that's what I am. I'm a naturopathic physician and I'm a fellow cardiologist, so I carry both credentials. We have another dual credentialed gentleman. This is Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm doing my best to pronounce the last name properly. He's the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and board-certified homeopathic physician. Homeopathy, it's a natural system of medicine using dilute substances. That's what I raised my children on and my wife grew up with in Europe, and we use it every day or every couple days in the house, that's for sure. And he founded the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center. It's located just north of Tampa, Florida. 10 essential tips to save your sight. Dr. Kondrat, take us through those, please.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be on the show. And I tell patients that I wear two hats. I'm that board-certified ophthalmologist, and okay. I'm that homeopathic doctor. But, you know, experiencing both worlds, I'm convinced that the only way to really improve your vision and save your sight and treat eye disease is to look from the alternative or homeopathic perspective.
Okay.
And as a naturopathic doctor, I think you'll probably agree with me. Most of these points are essential. And number one, you got to clean up your diet. Got to avoid GMO food. I think toxins, you know, food is our best medicine. We are what we eat. And people got to take that step. Number two is proper hydration.
Well, hold on. I want to ask you a quick question. So if somebody eats a GMO soy, for example, protein, now, that's not really sugar that will affect the eye. Is the actual GMO process, are you finding that GMO, just by it's not really soy, it's sort of something like soy, that the fact that's damaging eyes in itself?
Well, they're just not good nutrition for the body. You know, the GMO
okay.
protein.
Or a general issue.
Are, generally speaking, you know, our body needs good nutrition and food that we're eating. I'm a big advocate of organic, you know, raw food, and we talk about 70-30 diet. 70% of the diet should be organic, raw, and you know we got to have these nutritional building blocks. And I think the ability to help.
I interrupted you. You were at number two, sir.
Oh, number two is proper hydration. You know, one of the best ways to detoxify our body is by drinking plenty of water. Most of us are walking around in a dehydrated state. And when we do drink water, it's pathetic. It's tap water. It's water out of plastic bottles. And, you know, we're just making our bodies more toxic.
Yeah, in Arizona, that's where I practice. I'm shocked at how many people live on Diet Coke. And then when they drink water, it's things that have traces of pharmaceuticals, steroids, hormones in it. So even when they think they're trying to do something nice, they don't. We actually get glass bottle delivered to the house, the big bottles.
Great.
Now it's marvelous. Mountain Spring, it's so good, and it cut down all of our plastic bottle waste, which we hated anyway, and I hate the taste of it. So okay, number two, keeping hydrated. What's our next one, sir?
Well, the other comment you mentioned, artificial sweeteners, aspartame, is, oh my goodness, I mean, it's so toxic.
Really?
Neurotoxic. And many patients with glaucoma, just by eliminating the artificial sweeteners, can improve their vision. Number three is reducing stress. You know, and the longer I practice alternative medicine, I'm convinced you've got to get rid of that stress. The body cannot heal when you're in that fight or flight state. And unfortunately, traditional Western medicine, a lot of doctors put you in that stress state. You know, if you don't have surgery, you're going to die. If you don't take your eye drops, you're going to go blind. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
Health is partnership. What can we do to get your general, you know, health better and your vision better?
Okay. You're exactly right. Okay. Next one, sir.
Number four, I think, is exercise. You know, improving your cardiovascular tone, improving your, you know, general overall health. Number five, I'm a big advocate of the homeopathic approach,
okay.
where you know, you look at the underlying cause of disease. And in homeopathy, as you know, it's such an elegant system of addressing health. And I was introduced to alternative medicine through homeopathy, and it's a big part of my practice now. I think that homeopathy treats not only the physical problem, but the underlying emotional problem, and it's a good way to kind of, regain our health and regain our vision. Then in my practice, we're doing treatments like microcurrent. Microcurrent uses a very low electrical energy, and it has been found to stimulate blood flow, increase cellular activity, reduce inflammation, and all these things can be extremely helpful to improve vision. And most patients, after a couple of days of microcurrent application, can see an improvement of their vision already.
So this is one of your tips for the average person, but this sort of crosses into a, if you're having an issue, going to medication may not be your first model. You're talking now using microcurrent is something for what kind of diseases, sir?
Well, before you jump into microcurrent, I think you got to really, clean up your diet, proper hydration, reduce stress.
Okay.
Then we look at things like microcurrent and, using this as a method to stimulate the body to heal. And,
okay.
I've just been doing a lot of research on diseases, electron deficiency, and, a lot of the antioxidants that we take in our body are giving us electrons, and we got to avoid getting into that electron deficient state. So microcurrent is kind of an elegant therapy where we're putting electrons into the body. We're giving the body these electrons, which are needed for physiological function of the cell and general health.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
okay,
using a technique called...
Well, why don't we go on to the rest of these numbers, because we unfortunately have a short segment. So what would you say those last four or five are for those top 10 things to protect your sight?
Oxidative treatments using a highly reactive form of ozone, which is really beneficial.
Let's go on here to the rest of them, and I'll get to the question. What other ones do you have?
The other one is, besides changing your diet, sometimes we need nutritional IVs. People are deficient in a lot of nutrients, and sometimes just by shifting your diet isn't going to take care of it. Also, because of the way current farming is being done, even if you're eating organic, you may be deficient in a lot of minerals, so it's necessary to evaluate that. And then I'm a big advocate of testing for heavy metals. This is a big stumbling block.
Now, let me ask you something about this. Have you found, though, this has been like the practice theory gap with metals for me, where I'll find people with high metals and we'll remove them. So the testing is very accurate now, listeners. We can challenge you and test it and retest it and have reproducibility. But I don't find a lot of their issues change after the metals are cleared. Do you find that sight improves as they improve their as they chelate the metals out?
Well, I think that I give you an example.
I've got about 15 seconds, though. So yeah,
deficient in zinc, and as long as your lead is elevated, you're not going to be able to achieve the adequate zinc level, which is an essential nutrient for just about every enzymatic function. These metals are neurotoxic. I think they're contributing to eye disease, and they're a leading cause of progressive visual loss.
Gotcha. Well, this has been Dr. Edward Kondrat, only board-certified ophthalmologist as well as a homeopathic physician. HealingTheEye.com, as well as he's got a book available on Amazon, Sight Healing Wellness. This is the expert, dual credential, two hats, as he says to his patients. And that's what we want to bring you to Save Your Sight, the 10 Tips to Save Your Sight at Radio MD.